we take lightly, and we want to draw everybody into the presence of God because he is good. He is our Father in heaven, and he has good things for us. And so we're so privileged to be able to freely enter into that presence. So we have, as a team, we've committed to deepening our relationship with God so that we can accommodate the presence of God here on a Sunday morning, here in our small groups, here and wherever we are in River Church and outside of River Church. And so we are committed to doing that. Number two, we want to glorify him because he is worthy. We want to worship him. We want to adore him. He is good. He is perfect. He who delights in us. He who says to us, "Come, all who are thirsty. Whoever drinks the water I give to him will never thirst again." He is so good. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And we want to worship him out of the love that we have for him. So we want to glorify his name. And we don't want to keep it in. We want to be so bursting with worship for him that everyone would hear it, that everyone would know that we are passionate about Jesus and that we're passionate about bringing worship to the living God. So that's number two. Number three, be transformed by his presence. Now that sounds a bit daunting sometimes. We don't like change. We think we're all right. Well, maybe some of us think there's a couple of things to work on. But Jesus longs for us to look on his face and to become more like him. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, "All of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord." That's amazing, isn't it? To look into the mirror and see Jesus in you, to see the living God in you. And to look more like him and to be more like him. And that's what we really long for, to be more like Jesus. So they're the three things. I want to just say our vision one more time. It's to bring people into the presence of God, to glorify him and be transformed by his presence. So how are we going to do this? Well, creatively, wholeheartedly, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to come in whenever we're worshipping. And we need him to be with us, dwelling in us, so that we're not just singing empty songs, but our praise is to the living God. And we want to be directed by the Holy Spirit. And why? Because we love him. And because Jesus made it possible for us to do it. So we're really excited about our vision. We want to keep encouraging you. We want to share it with you guys because we want you to be part of it. And we want you to glorify him. We want you to come into his presence. We want you to be transformed because we love you. But we're not perfect. So I really encourage you to be thinking about that a little bit as we're moving through these different stations today and as we continue with sung worship and whatever. And just really be worshipping him, really be bringing him glory. And see, Jesus, I want to be transformed by your presence. He is so worthy. Amen? So continue going around the stations. We're going to keep on worshipping a bit more. Communion is available still.
So just looking around, I've seen some of the things that people have been doing. I love all the 3D work that's been going on, and I've seen people of all ages doing that. Maybe we should do more of that. And you know what? Now Luke is just going to make me smile. He's having a laugh there. You are all creative. Do you know that? Does anybody not believe that? How could you not be creative when you are made in the image of the living God, whose very first act was to create the whole world and the universe? And you're made in his image, so you are made to create. Trouble is, some of us don't really believe that. We've had it squashed out of us. We've believed lies along the way. So you might remember a while ago, about 18 months ago, I did a talk about living a creative life. And I shared a little bit about my own journey, how I had been kind of kept small by these lies about who I was as a creative person. Some of those lies are, well, being creative, it's all about art. That's rubbish. Another one is, my art's not good enough because I'm just thinking about my creativity as being art. It's not good enough, and that's a lie too. And sometimes it's I need people's approval in order to kind of really step out into my creativity, and that's rubbish. And there are many more. And we're kept small by that thinking. And during the course of the time since I did that talk, God has really been speaking to me about how we as a church are kept small when we are not moving in creativity. And I really felt that I needed to do something about it. And that kind of came to a head really when Emma Stark was here last November, when she told us we needed to break our agreement with small-minded thinking or small-mindedness. And I was, how are we going to do that? How can we do that? And creativity is just one area where we've been kept small by those lies. You know, when I look at the creative power of what God has done and what he continues to do, what Jesus has done and what he continues to do, if we had that kind of power in our own lives and in our church, and in our churches, not just River Church, what would that be like? What would that be like? Just stop and think about it. It would be good. It would be good. That is what God says about his creation. It is good. And it would be powerful. We could start reaching people in a way we've never been able to reach them before. We could start talking to people in a way that we, as individuals, have never done it before. But we've been kept small. So I really felt, when I heard Emma say what she said, I knew it was time to do something about that. So I've had in my mind for quite a long time, actually, a thing that I'm calling River Creative. And it's about creating space for us as individuals and as a church to come together and explore what it really means to be creative. So there's three elements to it in my head. There is a learning space. There's a sharing space and a growing space. So in our learning space, we'll be exploring what it is that God says in his word. We'll be exploring maybe some skills as well, growing in skills as well as in knowledge. And in our sharing space, it'll be about coming together and sharing, getting advice from each other, exploring things that we can do differently together. And growing, that will be about serving. It will be about reaching our communities beyond. So we're growing as individuals in our creativity and as a church. And I've been talking to a lot of people over the last 2 or 3 months, just exploring how that could really look. And it's still shaping up. But I want to tell you today that during the course of the rest of this year, you will have the opportunity to really look into what life could be like when you are living it creatively, and what the church could be like as well. So you're going to have to watch this space. The first thing that I'm planning to do, I've been talking to Colin, we're going to run a streams, probably starting in May, exploring some teaching from the Word, and also just having the opportunity to really try out a few things. So continuing some of the things that we've been doing this morning. And from there it's going to shape. I know that my natural swerve is to kind of do it all on my own, and God's been really clear with me, you're not doing it on your own. You need to do it with me, he said, and with lots of other people as well. So I'm going to be talking to more people. If I haven't talked to you yet and you think I should be talking to you about it, come and let me know. And that's probably all I really need to say at this point. Well, Kerry, do you want to come up?
So this is really exciting for us here in River, the launch of River Creative, and today's just a little taste of it. And I have known Susan for over 20 years, and we have served together on leadership teams for 10 years or more, probably, I think. And probably all of you here on a Sunday will be familiar with Susan, who kind of gets us organised and going in the right way and sorts us out. And she has an incredible gift in that. But there is also this deep DNA in Susan, which is this creative heart. And I've seen this bubbling up and bubbling up and getting squashed down and bubbling up and being squashed down. And now it's bursting out. And I am so delighted. And I just want to endorse this and endorse Susan to you and commend her to you. And it's really clear to Susan and I that if she's going to lead River Creative, she can't also take up the responsibility of being on the leadership team, because that is also really time consuming. So what we're going to be doing is releasing Susan from the Maidenhead leadership team to let her go be free and lead River Creative. So today, today's that's it. Be released, Susan. Susan has been amazing. She's been fantastic on the leadership team. She brings life and joy and fun. She brings creativity. She brings strategic thinking. And we have already missed her in the last few weeks when she hasn't been with us. But I know when each of us step into what God is calling us into, then we blossom and we flourish and we grow. And not only do we benefit, but his body, the church, benefits. So that's what we're doing today. We're releasing Susan. Now, Susan, I have a gift for you, because we love you so much. You will laugh when you open this gift, because the leadership team has a bit of a wicked sense of humour. And there's also a card there with a gift in it as well for you. And it comes with our huge thanks, my personal thanks, but as a church and as a team, you have been awesome. And we just look forward to even more awesomeness in the future. We really love you. So can we just pray for Susan now? Father God, I want to thank you that you place within all of us your DNA, you place within all of us aspects of who you are, and you love to call them forth, Lord God, and see them blossom and flourish. And I thank you that this is a new season for Susan of truly exploring who she really is in you. And we want to bless her in that. And Susan, we just release you from all the responsibilities that you've had to be able to run with this. And we pray blessing over it. And we say thank you, Lord, for Susan's bravery and courage to step out with you to do this. And Father God, we say, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come in our lives. Come in Susan's life. Come in the life of our church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Kerry. And thank you, everyone. I'm, you know, it's a bit sad to be moving on from something that I've been doing for so long, but I am really excited, and the excitement's just been rising in the last week as we've prepared for today. So I know it's the right thing to do.